You're listening to Wet Shaving Talk, powered by Sharpologist.com, where we're dedicated to preserving the art and skill of classic shaving. I'm your host, Joe Burley, and today is August 6th, 2018. All right, everyone, welcome back to the Wet Shaving Talk podcast on this beautiful Monday morning. As you can tell, it is beautiful because school has started here in South Florida, so I'm sure many other places in the country it's starting too, and it's a beautiful day for parents all around. Maybe not such a beautiful day for students, but you know what, guys? For all of you that are in school right now listening to the podcast, it goes quickly. May seem like an eternity right now that you're in school, but let me tell you, with the amount of time in your life that you are in school, cherish every moment because it is a lot of fun, and you will miss it when you get older. But until then, study, 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 study. So, guys, today on the podcast, we're going to talk about a few things. We have some new razors coming out, a new razor company that has just started to get some traction. It's called Raw Shaving. It's an American-based company that has some new razors out there that just came out. It's been out a few months, but now you're starting to see them go around, starting to see a few reviews. Paradigm had a release of a Titanium 2. Their razor just came out. Two releases, I believe, in the last 2 weeks. Very limited supply, but I think 100 razors total came out, and they're all sold out, I believe. But there might still be a few left on their actual website. And an announcement from Fine Accoutrements with their new safety razor coming out, and that's in the testing stage. So we'll see. We'll talk a little bit about that. Not too much on that yet, but we do have some pictures and stuff to talk about. Product review will be the Wickham Shave Soap Company out of the UK. Something that I've just picked up recently, actually when I was at Pasteur's a few months ago. I'm really impressed with the soap. It's an actual non-tallow based soap. It's a vegetable based soap, but it's really the scent is spot on and the lather is really nice. One of the best ones I've used that doesn't have tallow in it. So I was really impressed with it. As of course your mileage will vary, but we'll talk about that as well. Salute to the Brush Soap and Blade podcast. If you guys haven't listened to podcasts, you'll know that Brush Soap and Blade, hosted by Rick, is kind of on the hiatus right now. He's taking a little bit of a break, so we want to salute him and talk a little bit about what he's done in the last almost five years actually now in podcasting. And also top questions asked by listeners. Now, this is something that I was thinking about doing a few weeks ago, but the top questions that I get via email and the survey that we have at the link at the end of the show notes every week. There are a lot of the same questions coming out. I just want to get them all out in the air so then you guys can get more of an understanding of what goes on and what happens and how to actually answer these questions, because I do end up answering them quite often. And we'll talk about what's coming up with the cast and what's going on with Wet Shaving. And, without further ado, let's get on with the show. All right, guys. So a couple new razors came out over the last few weeks. I'm not sure if it's been that time of the year where everybody's just pumping out some new stuff, but I've been seeing a lot of new items, especially in the safety razor area, come out recently. So the Paradigm 2, the Titanium 2, I guess they call it, or 2 Titanium, whatever they want to call it, was released on the 3rd again, which was actually a couple days ago on Friday. And, well, it's Paradigm, if you're not aware, if you don't know about the company, it's a high-quality brand made out of the USA. They do several different types of razors, but mostly safety razors. They do a single edge, they do stainless steel, and this one's a titanium. A very limited release. About 50 razors were released on the 3rd, and I believe another 50 were the week before or a few days before on that as well. So these razors are more on the, I'd say, moderately mild razors. They are smooth shavers from what I've read. Now, I did just pick one up this time. I've never owned one before, and I've been wanting to get a Paradigm razor for a while, so I did pick one up. I should be getting it next week, hopefully, when it comes in, and I'll have some more to talk about. I'm going to review it on the next podcast. I'll be using it. But, I just heard nothing but good things about this razor, and the limited availability of it makes it so it's very hard to get a hold of one. So when they do come out, you do want to, if you are interested in picking one up, that's definitely the time to do it. They supported their own website this time with inventory. They did not go to Bull Goose or another company to do so. They actually went through their own website to sell these razors. So it kind of threw me off because I heard the release was coming out and I went straight to a couple secondary sites. I didn't know they were doing it on their own site. So Yeah, check them out, guys. I left the show notes and a picture of the razor in there. Cool razor. Again, I don't know much about it other than reviews that I've read. I've never used one, but I did pick one up this time. I decided to treat myself. I haven't really, you know, gone too crazy in wet shaving lately, so I wanted to buy one mainly just to talk about it and to try it because, you know, some of these higher-end razors are pretty – they're really good shavers. I mean, I'm not going to say they're all better than lower-end razors because they're not, but, I mean, hey, you never know. You got to try it just to find out, right? And remember, if you guys ever purchase, like, a higher-end razor or – you know, if you feel that you're not going to get, you know, that's a lot of money, and what if you don't like it? What are you going to do with it? Remember that you can trade it or sell it probably for what you paid for. If not, maybe a little bit of a loss, maybe a little bit of a gain. But I can tell you right now, these higher-end razors that are hard to find, you will get your money back. Your investment is safe. A lot of people are looking to get it. If you post it on a BST site on, you know, like a forum or Facebook or something like that, I'm pretty sure you'll sell it pretty for the amount you paid for it. If not, a little more, maybe a little less, but you won't lose your entire investment. So if that's one of the questions that, you know, that you've been asking yourself, why should I go buy it? I don't want to lose my money. And that's one of the concerns you have. Don't be too concerned because 90% of the time you'll get back what you invested into it. So another company, Raw Shaving, the new company from the USA with CNC machine stainless steel based products. Really cool looking. They have a cool brush. They have a cool stand. The stands are pretty amazing. I'm not going to lie. The stands look pretty cool. All CNC machines, stainless steel. The razors are a little bit on the pricey side. They're about $350. I'd say around that area. And some of the, you know, to get the whole setup probably cost you, you know, a decent amount. And they have lubricating strips, plastic strips that come with it, which is something that interests me that I don't know if many vintage guys are going to go for because it kind of brings that to that cartridge level style. But I don't know much about it either. I haven't used one of these. I've seen very few reviews. And I believe this company has been around since April or a little bit before that. That's when I started seeing posts about them. But now I'm starting to see people get them in their hands. So I don't know if I'm going to try this quite yet. It might be a little bit of time. It is a pricey razor. So if you have tried one and you know about it or have a review or a video or something you'd like to share, definitely send it to me at joe.wetshavingnews@gmail.com. I will share it with the world, really. And let them know because I haven't seen much about it. You know, I've only seen a few people buy them, and it looks really interesting. The quality looks like it's there. And the website, whoever owns this company definitely invested their time in the website as well. So it looks good and very impressive. So let's hope let's wish them good luck and wait for these reviews because I can only imagine it looks like it's a high quality piece that's going to shave very well. But again, looks can be deceiving. Again, they can also be you never judge a book by its cover too. So. Hopefully, good luck to Raw Shaving, and if anybody has any information, please feel free to share it. And Fine Accoutrements have another safety razor coming out. They have the Marvel safety razor, which has a low-profile head, standard double-edged safety razor, not a slant. It's got a little bit of a rounded guard on it as well. It's in the testing stage. There are a couple guys out there testing it right now. I've read positive reviews, but then again, this is something that I'm going to put out there. When you send out a razor or soap or something like that for a review, this is just my advice to the vendors and to the artisans. I don't think you're going to get a public review that you're not going to like, if you know what I mean. When you give somebody something for free, especially in the wet shaving world, or you lend it to them and you ask them, hey, make a video so I can talk about it, you're not really going to get... And again, this is just me talking. I don't know if I'm right or wrong, but I'm just looking at it like you're obligated to give them a good review. I don't know. Maybe, right? I've been in that situation before, and I've had to actually send stuff back because I knew it wasn't for me and it didn't work out for me. And I didn't want to post a negative review. But that being said, that's wrong too because a negative review, everybody needs to know, right? They should know if you don't like it or your mileage varied on this one and it didn't work out for you. So... when you give out razors for a YouTube video, I'm not too sure if you're gonna get the whole review. So I would have to wait until people who buy this razor try it out and send out reviews and stuff like that, because the testers that are online, they haven't. Of course, they're gonna give it good reviews, and the company's not gonna post it if it was a bad one, right? If they're not gonna post it on their website or on their Facebook page if it was a negative review. At least in my opinion, I wouldn't if I were them. Okay, so. Take those reviews with a grain of salt. Again, the Fine Accoutrements has great products. I mean, I'm a big fan of the soaps, aftershades, and the slant. And some of their brushes and their shave bowls are awesome too. great company. Not knocking anybody. I'm just saying those reviews, you know, wait until some people that get them out there get the reviews. And my advice to companies would be, hey, guys, send them out and say, just try them and let me know. No video, no nothing. And see what people say. Because then you'll get more of an honest opinion. Like, hey, I just want to know what you feel about this razor. You let me know. And if the person comes back and says, oh, man, this razor's awesome. I love it. I want to do a video. Hey, then let them do a video or something like that. Because what happens if there is a tweak and you don't know? You know, you see that. You'll find out when the consumers get that, if there's something wrong with it, right? You'll find out when the consumers get it and they start sending it back to you. Right, the testers may not do that. Been in this situation before with shaving soaps back in a few years ago. I was in a group that we were selling a soap. Sent them out. Everybody said positive reviews. Then I got it. Wasn't very impressed with it. I thought it was something that needed some work. You know, I don't think it was a bad soap or a bad quality product. I just think it needed work. And the testers all gave it rave reviews. I'm like, okay, well, why would you give rave reviews? And I'm thinking to myself, gave it to them for free and I asked them to do a video. What do I expect? You know, I'm not going to get something that's going to be horrible. If they're going to give me a bad review, you know, I'd rather them just send me an email, say, hey, look, I don't really like it, or a phone call or something like that. So take it with a grain of salt again. Not knocking anybody in this situation. Just wait until they start getting into regular consumers' hands before I have an opinion about it, or before I start talking about reviews on it and everything like that. And really, the only way I would ever know is if I used it myself. But I can go by what people are saying, and the majority of people are saying, and hey, it's worth a shot or not. So yeah, Fine Accoutrements, big fan of their products. I'm sure the razor is going to be excellent. So check them out, guys. I'm sure. I think it's coming out soon. I think they said the retail was going to be around $40 or so, maybe $50 at the most. So I mean, good. Not again, a razor you're probably not going to lose anything on if you do. Buy it and want it to let it go or sell it again. So I have a picture of the box. That's the only picture that that's on the website right now. There's a couple other pictures of the prototypes, but they're not going to be – they're stainless steel or something like that, and they're not going to be that when they come out. So I didn't want to post that picture. But I have a picture of the box and kind of shows the design of the safety razor as well. So check it out, guys, fineaccoutrements.com. All right, so – before we get into the more, I guess, questions, Q and answers of the podcast and stuff, before we get on to the next one and to the salute, I wanted to talk about the actual review of the week, which is the Wickham Soap Company. I picked up the Magnum scented soap when I was at Pasteur's back in June, the first week of June, and I didn't pick it up until probably about 2 weeks ago. And when I did, I looked at it and I said, okay, it's a vegetal soap, which means it's no tallow, nothing in it. And, you know, sometimes you could be a little skeptical on that. Most of the, I mean, I've tried some, you know, non-tallow soaps that are awesome. You know, PAA does some great stuff. A couple other companies do as well. They don't use any tallow, and they can get a good lather. So I was a little bit skeptical at first, but you know what? I love the scent. My wife loved the scent, most importantly. And I said, you know, I'm going to give it a try. I am really impressed with this soap, guys. I am going to tell you right now, the scent is spot on, strong but not overbearing, very pleasant, okay? It's got like a florally type musky scent, which just really, it's kind of like, I don't know if I get lavender or passion fruit. I get something like that, a little sweeter notes. Great summer scent. I mean, I'm really impressed with the scent. And the performance is spot on. It is a softer soap. It is like very soft. The soap is the outside of it was really soft. The inside of it was a little bit harder. I don't know if it's an older soap. It needs probably a little bit more time, but it takes a very little bit of water to get it going. So it's not very thirsty. A little bit of hot water. You don't have to even really soak it or bloom it or anything like that. You just need to put a little water in the bowl. Lather it up. I used a brand new knot, actually, that I just got from my Rubberset 400. I had to replace my High Mountain Badger, so I got another one, High Mountain White Badger. And that brush and this soap, just it works. It really works. I haven't tried it with a synthetic brush yet, but all my natural brushes, my Badger brushes and my Boar brush, really loves this soap. The only thing is I use a lot of it when I shave. That's another thing. It's going down quickly, so I do recommend that if you guys use it, don't use too much water, because it is a little softer and you'll probably end up mushing it up a little bit and using more than you're supposed to. So use a little water on the brush, drop a few drops of hot water in there, and then it will lather like a beast. I'm telling you, it's really good. Really love the scent. I'm going to try the aftershave balm as well when I get a chance. When they get them back in stock, when I see that, I'm going to try that out as well, because I think that Wickham Soap Company definitely 10 out of 10 for me on most aspects of a soap. Definitely for with the price and everything, I was really impressed. Coming from the UK, so it's hard to get. You know, here in the United States, sometimes when you buy stuff from the UK direct, you know, there's a couple of places that do sell it. When you find it, you pick it up, because it's just a really good soap. This is one of my favorite soaps I've ever used, to be honest. And again, your mileage will vary, so this is just my opinion, but I really do enjoy it. So try it out if you get a chance. I left a link to the website in the show notes as well. Wickham Soap Company, definitely up there, top quality for an artisan soap. Very impressed with it. And again, one of my personal favorites. I'm going to pick up a couple more pucks as well of different scents too, and I'll let you guys know in the near future. If you have any experience with soap and you agree with me, disagree with me, please feel free to tell me at joe.whatshavingnews@gmail.com. All right, guys, moving right along, we're going to talk about a podcast that is no longer in, well, a little bit in hiatus right now. I'm not sure what's going on, but with Rick at Brush Soap and Blade Podcast, it's one of the first podcasts, if not the first, wet shaving podcast to come out. He's been at it for about 5 years almost, about 4.5 years he's been doing this podcasting thing. And remember, we've been doing it here at Wet Shaving Talk when we were Wet Shaving News before that. We've been at it for, I would have been podcasting myself in November for 3 years. So, I mean, I'm not anywhere near the amount of shows that he's done. He does a weekly show for you, most of them over an hour, some of them an hour and a half, and kind of more like a blog type show, more of mostly wet shaving, but he does his more of experience of his daily shave, what he does shaving, what he buys, little things here and there, and a little bit more of other things too. Like he'll talk about more like, you know, generators and fixing cars and stuff. It's kind of like a blog site for really all of his everything he does that's kind of like manly skills and stuff like that, I guess, right? Kind of like the just like a man blog, I guess. I don't know if that's the right terminology to use, but I guess that would be what I would say. And Rick has been, you know, I've spoke to Rick a few times via email, and we've gone back and forth on emails and stuff and talked about, you know, a little bit about podcasting here and there. And he's a great guy, and I you know, I was just listening to the last show today that he produced, that he just had come out back in June, and he was less like, you know, I'm running out of things to say, and I'm running out of things to do. And well, Rick, if you're listening, which I hope you are, I'm there. You know, we get there in the wet shaving podcast world, I guess. There's only a couple of us out there that do this, and right now it's a slow time, right? The summertime is slow. Limited summer scents. Fall is when it just starts getting crazy again. And of course, the holidays, once everybody starts coming out with new items and stuff, it is getting kind of exciting again. But I understand where he's coming from. You know, when you do this for a long time, you know, 4 years is a long time to be wet shaving. And with his podcast, if you've gone from episode 1 to episode 223, I think he's at, you would see his progression as a wet shaver, like how he started. You know, how he started shaving and what his first purchases and how he learned, and now he's up to like Chevettes and stuff, and how he's just progressed from, you know, safety razors on, and what his wet shaving journey was. So it's more like a blog of how a wet shaver evolves. And you want to know something for guys like that are in that situation, it becomes a way of life almost. And it gets, not the newness doesn't wear off, but it kind of starts to become routine. And once you've owned like 50, 60 different types of soaps, or hundreds of soaps, or 300 soaps, and 40 or 50 razors, you start looking around saying, hey, there's really not much left for me to buy in order to talk about. I've used everything. I've had it. I've sold it. I've used it. Oh, have you ever used that? Yeah, I've had one of those. Yep, I've used that. I've sold that. I've honed that razor before, or I've used those hones or something like that. After a while, you know, you kind of say, whoa, I think I've hit everything. Or I think I'm getting tired of it, or I think I'm just going to evolve into my everyday life. Now, for me, I'm going to be honest, guys. This happened to me about 5 years ago. I've been wet shaving for almost 10 years now. And when I started, it was really big. I was in school. You know, I didn't really have much. I was in college. I didn't really have much money, so I couldn't really spend anything, right? I bought things here and there, and, you know, bought and sold a few things, mostly vintage and straight razors for the most part. But after a while, You know, I adapted in my everyday life, and I grabbed one soap and my brush and my razor, and I used my Dovo razor with my Art of Shaving brush and a couple of soaps that I had. I think Mike's Barbershop soap and another soap as well. I had a couple soaps. I just kind of went with them, and when I ran out of it, I just bought another soap, Puck, and kind of used that for at least three years. And that's, I think, where I hit the you know, where it was everyday life. You know, it was just routine, and I became a wet shaver forever. I didn't want to stop wet shaving, but I didn't really buy anything. And then after a while, I got back into it, started seeing new items come in, and started getting really into it. Started working on the podcast and went from there. And I guess that happens to everybody. So, Rick, I am telling just some words of advice from me who have been there. Well, it happens to everybody. And I hope to see you soon, because I believe that you will be back sooner than you think. And if you're not, thank you very much for the last 4.5 years and the 220 plus episodes that you produced and recorded for the wet shaving community, because guys like you are far and few between. There aren't very many guys that do this for free and do this for the love of it. And you're one of them. So we salute you here at the Wet Shaving Talk podcast to Brush, Soap, and Blade, and hope that we see you in the near future as a return. So thank you, Rick, very much for everything that you've done for the community. All right, guys. So our grand finale today is the top questions that are asked by listeners. And I'm going to go over them and answer them as, you know, easily as possible. I know I kind of get wordy and I don't want to do that. I want to make it easy to understand so you guys know what is being asked and what are the actual answers. So there have been a lot of questions over several years I've been hosting this podcast. I figured now would be the time to answer the most popular ones. So the number one question that I'm asked week in and week out is, I'm having a problem with a vendor. Can you help me? And guys, believe it or not, this is the most popular question I've been asked. Unfortunately, guys, in this particular situation, there's nothing I can really do other than, you know, help you out, find some websites or something like that, right? One thing I want you guys to remember is I'm a consumer. You know, I'm not a vendor. I don't own a business for wet shaving. I don't have the answers, and I don't have any insiders with many vendor artisans or anything like that. I know a couple of them that I speak to that I'm friendly with, and I can help you with maybe a handful of them. But unfortunately, my advice is just always go directly to the vendor and try and work it out with them. And if it doesn't work out from there, go to the company that you bought it from or whatever you can do and see what happens. And then you would be able to post, you know, what happened on Facebook or the forums or something like that. I'd say that when this advice is given, 99.9% of the time, the vendors will they will actually take care of it and fix it. The number one actual sub question in this area, I'm having a problem with the vendor, is with Rockwell. So I was asked at least probably almost 50 times in the last 2 years about the Rockwell Model T. Hey, Joe, what do you know about it? Is there anything you know? Guys, unfortunately, you know, my answer to that question has always been the same to all of you that have asked. I don't know. I don't work for Rockwell. I don't know the guys at Rockwell, you know, personally. And I don't really get involved in their business decisions or whatever. I can send an email and find out and talk about it on the air, but that's about it. And I'm not really in it to bash a vendor or to, you know, hurt a vendor's reputation over a particular situation that I haven't been involved in or I don't know much about, because it's hearsay and I don't really know. I'm not saying that anybody's not telling the truth. I'm saying that it's just tough for me to get involved in something that I'm not really involved in. Remember, I am still a consumer and I do buy a lot of products. So I'm not really, if I have a problem, that's what I do. I go right to the vendor, ask them to take care of it, and I'd say every time I've done that, I've had it taken care of. So another question. Another question that we've gotten many times over here is, I love or hate a product, particular product. Can you please mention it on the cast? So this is a gray area for me. In a world where your mileage may vary with certain products, it's difficult for me to endorse or not to endorse products based on opinion, all right? Even when I review my own purchases, I make a point of saying that this review is solely based on my opinion. So your mileage will vary on stuff. I cannot say if you love a product. I could probably mention that you know, a listener called in about it, but I can't endorse it. I've been getting a lot of people asking to endorse products and stuff. I can't do it without really knowing about it. And I don't really endorse many products at all because of that reason. I'm not a member of the company. It doesn't really give you guys more of an insight of it, because then, you know, hey, people will start thinking that I'm getting on the payroll of this guy and I'm treating this one differently. So I kind of just stay out of this kind of thing. if you do like a product or you want to talk about a product, send me an email and I'll talk about it and say, you know, use your name, or if you'd like to stay and remain anonymous, that's fine, and talk about it like that. I can't really review items that I don't have or used or go by personal opinion, but I can mention that you did. So if you anonymously, if you desire, you can contact me on your thoughts and I can talk about it then. All right, this is the second most asked question. All right, this is a big one. I am a vendor artisan and would love you to try my product. Can I send you some? So guys, I get probably maybe 20 of these a month, right? Many vendors offer me in the past, and I've given them out my address to information samples to send me, right? Unfortunately, about 80% of the time, I do not receive the samples, or I do not receive a response or anything, even after I give my information. So that's so currently I'm not accepting samples, hence why I haven't had any giveaways. You know, I know you guys recently have seen I've been doing a lot of giveaways. What I get, I give away. I don't keep it. And I ask for at least a sample size for me to try to use so I can get a good understanding of the product if I haven't used it before. And if I get full-size sets, I give them away. I just send them out to the listeners. But unfortunately, I'd say only about 4 or 5 vendors have followed through 100%. In fact, right now, I've even gotten as far as getting a delivery confirmation, never received product, never received the information. So for my safety and for my best interest, I don't give out my personal address anymore to vendors unless I personally buy a product or I know the vendor is going to follow through with the sampling. If you are a vendor and you want me to, you know, try your product and then send out some samples as a giveaway, please, you know, feel free to send me an email. There is I have a new sample question sheet that I send out, and it does do a wait period, so we can make sure that we're really serious about it. And all inquiries are subject to approval of my approval. So if I don't get it, if I decide I don't want to do it, that's something that we're gonna continue with. All right. So it's just, that's how it works. And also, I do promise you guys I do not endorse products without using them. If you're a new vendor, you know, I'd be happy to mention that your company is here and you're new and you're starting out, but I do not endorse or review or say anything like you got a good product being made unless I actually physically use it. All right, and excuse me, I'm sorry guys. The final question that we get all the time here at Wet Shaving Talk is, I would like to advertise or be featured on Sharpologist. Can you help me? While I have an excellent relationship with Mark, aka Mantic59 from Sharpologist, the podcast and Sharpologist are two separate entities that fill a need for each other. So the podcast is something that I do. Mark, Sharpologist, provides everything, this platform and everything like that, and I provide the podcast. But it's kind of like two separate entities working together in a joint partnership. We both work together. We both, very great relationships between the two. We talk quite often. We do a lot of stuff regarding other things during, you know, for the podcast content or something like that. But we're a separate entity. So if you do want to be featured on Sharpologist or want Mark to talk about some of your stuff, unfortunately, I'm not the guy to talk to. I would go through the contact page on Sharpologist, speak to Mark because he's the one. That's his company. I can refer you to him and send him an email regarding your stuff and go from there. But unfortunately, I don't have any, I don't have any pull in Sharpologist. It's all up to the separate company. So, but again, I'll be more than happy to point you in the right direction. So guys, that concludes the podcast this week. I know it's a little bit longer than we used to. Wow, 28 minutes. That is a longer time. I hope you guys enjoyed this week's show and the different kind of content we did today, because I wanted to get more of an insight of what goes on with the podcast and maybe kind of feature a few other things as well. I've been getting a lot of, you know, questions about, "Oh, how does, you know, what are the questions you get, or a lot, what do you do? How do you do the podcast?" So maybe let me know how you feel and send me an email if you liked this kind of content or if you want to see other stuff as well. So, guys, as always, Wet Shaving Talk is powered by Sharpologist.com, what your father didn't teach you about shaving. Special thanks to Mark, a.k.a. Mantic59, for letting us use his platform and everything he does in the wet shaving community. Most of all, guys, thank you, the listeners. Without you, there would be no podcast, and there would be no fun here at the podcast as well. So don't forget to check out my blog site at ShaveStraightAndSafe.com for tips and interesting wet shaving stories, and please feel free to contact me at joe.wetshavingnews@gmail.com. Don't forget to subscribe to my YouTube channel. Link is in the show notes for videos regarding some interesting wet shaving content. And if you're interested in sponsoring an episode or your vendor would like to be featured on a show, always please contact me. The door is always open. Our next show will be August 20th, 2018. Until then, guys, shave straight and shave safe. Bye-bye now.